This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, when you get your next paycheck, you'll probably notice that it's a little smaller thanks to the expiration of the payroll tax cut that went into effect last week. The fiscal cliff deal also raises taxes on individuals making at least $400,000 and couples making at least $450,000. Now, of course, 400 plus 400 does not equal 450. So what's going on? Here's Marketplace's Chrissy Clark.
Under the new deal, if you're a woman who makes $225,000 a year, say, and so does the love of your life, your tax rate will be a lot lower if this is your theme song. All the single ladies, all the single ladies. Rather than this.
Love and marriage.
Bob Williams with the Tax Policy Center says the new top rates include a big marriage penalty.
But not as big as last year.
In fact, Williams says the new tax rates give high-earning married couples a bit of a break compared to the last decade, but slide down the income ladder to the bottom two tax brackets, and at those levels, there's no marriage penalty under the new tax deal. Isabel Sawhill is a poverty expert at the Brookings Institution. She says removing barriers for marriage helps reduce child poverty.
Two people can combine their incomes, can live more cheaply than one.
Sawhill doubts taxes will ever be the deciding factor for popping the question, but she says sometimes it can tip the balance. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.